Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
97.1 FM Talk, talking about Guy Fieri and what men are allowed to eat on camera.
Excuse me.
Annie is currently cleaning the studio because she's too sick to talk.
Yeah.
Because she's sick and she's gross.
I'm not too sick to talk. I just need to make sure this is
She's
clean.
Sick and she's gross. And she's very much in my personal space right now. And she said to take the show over, so I am. And so we're going to do a whole hour on Guy Fieri.
I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I just need to lie still here.
It smells really nice in here.
Who apparently I just touched off is your least favorite celebrity in the entire world.
right in the kisser. This microphone just, am I on?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't have headphones on.
You are.
This microphone has very springy spring in it or something. But it totally busted my lip. Guy Fieri is not my favorite. I don't like watching people eat in general. And that's all he does, is have you watch him eat.
So you're generally not a fan of the Food Network.
Correct. No, the Food Network as a whole is my nightmare. It's kind of like
the only
shock
person
therapy.
I'll watch is Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, well, that's not even making food.
He's cute.
What?
And he's awesome. Isn't he Australian?
Yeah, he's awesome.
So
he's
we did find out here. I'm not even on my normal microphone. I can't hear it out of headphones, but I'm here for you right now. That the impeachment trial is supposed to start next Tuesday, and they have said that the legal team for Trump has been set.
They're looking at. They don't know for sure, but they're thinking
it's
maybe
supposed to include Alan Dershowitz.
Maybe Alan Dershowitz.
Isn't he a registered Democrat? Is he still a registered Democrat?
I don't know anymore.
He was at one point. Yes, he was.
He's on a lot of talk shows as the sort of middle voice, mm-hmm. but he has been trending more and more in the favor of
Trump.
Well,
we talked about that earlier, too, and that doesn't a lot of that have to do with the fact of the Democrat Party itself moving rather than the people who are in it?
I would think so.
Also, we have Alan Dershowitz booked for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that will actually happen.
I hope so.
Is he going to be busy? Building a defense for the President of the United States of America?
He is extremely busy. That's why it's taken me so long to try to book him. So hopefully he can keep to that schedule and come on with us. That'd be great.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
It's ASMR.
I was just going to say, is this ASMR?
No.
I'm cleaning.
I'm petting a dog. What do you think about the President's strategy of constantly just grabbing people from the media?
Well,
that's what he does.
What he knows, I guess.
That is a good way to know who you can trust, because they're publicly on record constantly telling you exactly what they think.
Publicly defending the President of the United States on a regular basis. Jay Sekulow will likely be involved in it. Trey Gowdy, he needs to be.
Jay Sekulow is another one from radio.
Is he from radio?
Oh yeah, he had a show on Christian radio for a long time. Might still have it.
Jay Sekulow was the featured speaker at an event that I emceed for Mosaic Women's Pregnancy and Health Center. And I feel like it was right after the president got elected, but he came in and he gave this really, really passionate speech about being pro-life and everything. And then it was like a week later, I've heard he was going to be part of the president's legal team.
Crazy.
Like, gosh, I wish I would have known that beforehand.
He's the head of the A ACLJ, American yes. Center for Law and Justice.
Yeah, I know that they have a pretty active radio show now. They do it on Facebook Live and stuff. But
well,
you don't watch
that
because you're watching our show on Facebook Live right now. You're watching me clean like a good woman should. That's what Ryan said.
Said, be quiet, Annie. Clean.
I got to hurry up because the show's going to be over at 3 and I got to make him a sandwich.
That's right.
If you ever see an ESPN or SportsCenter post on their Facebook, whatever, and it's about girls basketball, all the comments are about, that's great and all, but how is she going to make me a sandwich? It's like a thing.
A thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some of them make me laugh, and it also makes me sad.
That
and it also, and then the question is, if something very impressive for collegiate girls basketball happens, do you talk about it and recognize it in the context of what it is, or do you not because you know where it's going, and you know that it's just going to warrant, you know, I'm sure that the people who posted are there for the comments too.
Well, tell me about women's basketball and why I should care.
Well, that's the question.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're going to be sports center and women are playing basketball in college and getting scholarships to do that, they're not going to go any further than that if they go to the WNBA. I mean, last time I checked, the WNBA pays like $50,000 a year, maybe.
Sweet.
You can try out.
Yeah.
This is where you tell me that you could probably make it. Go ahead.
I could probably make that.
You could probably make that.
You could probably make that. I'm just talking my normal voice.
Yeah, exactly. If SportsCenter and ESPN and all that, they are there for entertainment. They are there to entertain the people who follow them. And if girls' basketball is not entertaining, if people don't want to pay to see women play basketball, they are saying it's not entertaining. Then how do women who play basketball get equal coverage? Well, let's ask the question that nobody wants to ask. Is this about getting equal coverage or is this about entertainment? You can use the pay imbalance between women's professional basketball and men's professional basketball and say, here are two basketball players, one's a man and one's a woman. They massively disproportionate in the kind of money they make. But when Nike is throwing money at men's NBA players or Adidas or Under Armour or whoever it happens to be, why would they throw that kind of money at a woman's basketball player when people don't even want to see a free post on their social media feed? You know, that's what we can't use instances like that to show equality or inequality in the world because it's not apples to apples. When you're talking about an entertainment industry, women's soccer is the same thing. And that's probably the most recent and biggest discussion that has surrounded this. The women's soccer team is incredible. They are amazing. They are very well accomplished. They are very good at what they do. They don't bring in the revenue that the men's team does. And as a matter of fact, I don't remember what the numbers were, but I saw a report recently that was like very, very financially unflattering to what the women's team has brought in and what their financial situation is. So you get a you move into an issue like that, and you're talking about trying to you know defend equality about a woman who wants to apply for a job who's maybe 27 years old. She wants to apply for a job, and there's a man who wants to apply for the job who's 27 years old. And if a woman is not hired because maybe she might get pregnant, that's a much different story than men and women equal pay in the NBA and the WNBA. We conflate them in conversation all the time because it's advantageous to some other, it's a means to an end for something else that a political party wants you to see. There is inequality in the world. There's also inequality in the world that's never going to change. It's never going to go away. Mm-hmm. The question is what are you going to do with it and how are you going to move forward knowing that and make the best situation for yourself. If there's a place that treats you differently because you're a woman, maybe go somewhere else. And call it out on your way out if you got to do it.
I get the inequality argument, but what am I supposed to do if I need a sandwich?
You're supposed to yell louder and maybe an addendum of a please now.
Okay. So if I yell that I need a sandwich and I say please?
Yeah, what would that sound like?
three women are going to bust in this door and be like, what can I do for you, Ryan?
Are they?
How can I help you?
I need a sandwich, please! Please!
Okay, honey. Why not? It's a McDonald's knife.
What?
The studio is such trash in here.
It's a mess.
I'm still
cleaning. We need to have the house in proper order, and I just pulled a McDonald's knife out of. I hope this wasn't like holding something into place.
Yeah, the whole console is falling apart.
This is less
many
messy than our other studio, though.
Yeah, I'm cleaning it. It's gonna be spick and span,
and smelling.
Speaking
fresh.
Of which, do you generally think of women as being cleaner than men?
Not necessarily.
I do.
Maybe as far as you know. I was thinking about this at home the other day. I am usually in a much bigger hurry going point A to point B than my husband is. I'm much more likely to change clothes in one place, put the clothes where they land, and I move on. But I am much more interested in cleaning the house. He does the tidying. I do the cleaning. And I think that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets us function together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this is going to go tonight, but Katie is going to come over to my house.
I'm coming over.
And we are going to watch this debate together on Facebook Live.
Yep. It's going to be a good time, folks.
Ryan can't make it.
Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow.
You got to talk to the wife.
Yeah, as you should.
Speaking of...
She can come.
Okay.
Not the kids, though.
Okay. Leave the kids at home.
I'm putting my kids up on the shelf.
We got 2 5-year-olds and a 2-year-old. We'll just leave them. We'll come over to your house.
They can do it.
It's for
they
work.
They can take care of themselves, dear. Can't they?
That's true. Yeah, it's for work.
So we did this last State of the Union, and Katie came over, and we had a bottle of wine. And every time Nancy Pelosi stood up and clapped for President Trump, we took a little sippy sip. And that bottle, shockingly, was emptied.
Yep.
I was surprised by that.
Cannot believe
that
happened.
We would be stone cold sober, which... Honestly, we were at the end anyway. Sorry to disappoint. But there was a lot of statements made by the president and standing up and applauding done by Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. And then the famous clap where she stuck her hand out when he was talking about the women who were elected to the House and like congratulating them. They were all Democrats, I'm pretty sure, if not all, maybe all but one. But what we'll do is we will watch the Democratic debate for you, and you can hang out with us and watch along with us and react and tell us what you think. It gives us a good overview of what you were thinking, so we can talk about it the next day. Do we have anything booked for tomorrow quite yet?
We have DeRoy on with us. We have Tim Jones on with us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working on getting Gallagher.
And Gallagher. Discount mm-hmm. Gallagher.
Discount Gallagher. I don't want to get the main one.
That's who I was waiting
for.
This
is midday.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. I'm cleaning for
the
God's sake.
Gallagher. Right. That's who we're shooting for here.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to do some vacuuming, and then when we come back, I'll tell you how that went. And then we'll dust.
Man, that happened.
You'll dust.
Lice, yes. That's right.
And I'll eat.
The sandwich?
Yes, the sandwich that you're making
what
right now.
What are you drinking?
A giant red cream soda.
It's called Dad's.
Dad's red cream soda.
Have you ever heard of this?
I've never heard of that.
Where'd you get that?
I don't remember.
Russia.
No.
Wait,
Russia.
What does it say? Big Daddy size.
Big Daddy size, Dad's old-fashioned red cream soda.
Don't criticize. Brian needs a little encouragement. You just hand him that red cream soda.
Well, she did call me fat on the break.
I did not.
You've got a little bit of extra weight. I would call it massive girth.
Did you say that?
I think, quote unquote. You've got massive girth, don't you?
Oh, man. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Streaming live right now. Also tonight, during the Democrat debate, starts at 8 o'clock. We'll probably go live right around then. From my house with Katie, and then whatever Ryan does. That's kind of the tagline of the show. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk just a minute about full health care coverage for everyone. Part one, it is possible to offer full health care coverage, Medicare for all, for everyone,
without costing middle-class families one single dime. We just have to ask those at the top to pay more. Yep.
Tens of people clapping.
And let me describe
clapping.
How they do it, just so you know. It's you increase the taxes on the top 1%. We can do that. On the big corporations like Amazon that are paying nothing, we can do that. And my personal favorite in this, how we get them to pay, is we actually crack down on the tax cheaters at the top. We can make trillions of dollars doing this.
Listen to all that money she's going to let some people keep.
Man, I tell you what, the first day a Democrat's in office, they are going to tap out the Amazon taxes. Because
mm-hmm.
Amazon
right.
taxes are going to pay for everything in the whole world, apparently.
Yeah. It's frustrating to me to hear how comfortable these different politicians, they don't have to be running for president, how comfortable they are talking about taxpayer dollars as if there is a portion of them that the money is really everybody's money.
Oh, yeah, it's not yours.
But Elizabeth Warren is going to let some people keep more.
That's kind of cool. I guess I'll vote for her.
I like that idea. I'll go.
You can go back to your ham sammy now.
Thank you. So, please carry the show.
The debate is going to take place tonight. As I said, Katie and I will be Facebook Living during the debate with our real-time reaction. Ryan has been invited because we're obligated to, and he might come.
No, I appreciate the obligation.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me feel like part of the team, guys.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, Ryan might come. He's got to check with the wifey and see if that works out. So the debate tonight starts at 8 o'clock. You can follow with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, where we will go live. And tell us again, who's going to be on the debate stage? What's the debate stage going to look like? What's going to be talked about? What do you know?
Sure. Tom Steyer, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar. Those are the six. There is no set topic for tonight. It's not going
it's not
to be
economy. It's not foreign policy.
This is the one where we do that. Although they did say, CNN is saying that they probably will focus much more on foreign policy because of everything that's been going on for the last few weeks.
Why isn't anyone talking about the economy?
Because they can't win on the economy. Because they say stupid things like that clip you just said.
They can certainly lose big on it, though.
Yes, they can.
Healthcare
will come up, immigration will come up, and gun control are the three that they said, we got questions for those. So we'll hear of those topics, but mainly it sounds like foreign policy. Here's what's going to be interesting tonight. Democrats who are listening to us, take this as advice, because I know there are Democrats who listen to this show. Stop criticizing when an American leader kills a terrorist. You're not going to win on that issue. But I can almost guarantee you that tonight we're going to hear nothing but criticism of killing a top Iranian terrorist.
That will be their platform.
And the motivation. And who cares? He was a terrorist. Do you know what this guy's resume was? He just killed people and destroyed regimes and caused terror. That's what terrorists do.
Will anybody on the stage say that the world's a better place without Soleimani? Anybody?
I think they'll all say it. They'll say, well, it's good that he's gone, but, and that will be it. And then the rest of it will just be explaining why Trump's an idiot. He's going to get us into World War III, which they really wanted. They really wanted World War III.
That was like a guarantee that and the market was going to tank. Man. How's that going for you? Let's do a debate on that.
I can't wait for the ads this year to hear the different predictions about what Trump was going to do. Every day, if you watch the news, there are predictions that he's, oh, this is the one. I know we've said it before, but this is the one that'll finally bring him down.
And nothing.
Nothing ever does.
They always say that. It's the bombshell that's going to bring Trump down.
What do you think that the, are we going to see Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren go at it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That'll probably be the highlight. I think that's
she's
going to
go after him pretty hard, I think, and he's going to basically the bigger one in the room. Because he doesn't have to punch down at her.
You think that's going to be a net win for Bernie?
Yeah, I think it's going to look bad for her. I think she has to go at him and hope she just throws a jab somewhere and hits him in the jaw, but that it's not going to work and she's going to come out worse.
I don't see her demeanor, her presentation. She's strong and she's stern. Like, you see that she doesn't ever appear to be intimidated, but she is because of her tone. She's a very soft-spoken person. And, you know, here's a real question for the room and for the listeners. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. Is the United States of America ready for a woman president? I am looked at as a female talk show host and critiqued, not necessarily criticized, but critiqued differently than a man who does what I do. That is to my advantage at times, and that's to my disadvantage at times. It's just different. Like, I guarantee you there are not people who are, you know, looking at men who do what I do and talking about, you know, obviously how much makeup they wear on a certain day or just their physical appearance on a certain day. It's just not something that is common, but it is a very common thing for people to comment on my appearance. Sometimes it's very nice and very kind and very complimentary. And other times people would prefer that I look a certain way. And I'm like, okay, thanks for the information. Moving on. But it isn't the same. So when Elizabeth Warren is going to be on the stage, Klobuchar on the stage? No?
Yeah, she's
on the stage. Mm-hmm. So there's two women who are up there. All I remember from the last debate I watched was Klobuchar's hair shaking back and forth faster than the speed of sound. And I'm listening to her, and she's actually the one who I think that Amy Klobuchar is the Democrats' John Kasich, where the other side goes, see, now that person is at least presenting themselves in a way that is palatable for the other side, not because of her policies, because she's still, like, I'm not advocating for the moderate nature of Amy Klobuchar. I'm saying that she's not as bombastic as the other ones. And when Democrats would be like, John Kasich, there's a Republican I could vote for. I'm like, because he sucks as a Republican. Yeah. That doesn't have anything to do with the Republican Party.
Because he's not actually a Republican.
Yeah. And Pete Buttigieg, too. I'm shocked a little bit that he has made it as far as he has. That he's going to be on the stage of six people tonight. I think that that's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And I think it deserves attention. I don't think you can dismiss Pete Buttigieg. Is there anybody on that stage who's an absolute never going to make it?
Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
I would say Warren at this point. I mean, unless something really weird happens. And I mean, let's say Bernie has a heart attack or something. That actually could happen.
He just did.
Mm-hmm. And Warren could maybe get in that way. But other than something really weird happen, I would say Tom Steyer and Elizabeth Warren are done. Amy Klobuchar, with Mike Bloomberg still hanging out there, I think she's probably not a contender either.
I think Amy Klobuchar could be one of the last people standing, but that's because people are taking themselves out around
one by
her.
One, yeah.
Bert, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, hi. You asked if, how's everybody doing? Happy New Year.
Yes, you too.
Appreciate everything. Yeah, it's a great day. I just wanted to very quickly say your question was, do we think that America is ready for a woman president? I'm obviously a woman, but, you know, you talked about just a few minutes ago about Elizabeth Warren being, kind of a firm gal, and she stands up but soft-spoken. When I saw her interviewed the other day about Bernie, you know, throwing out trash talk, she looked hurt. She looked a little bit taken aback, you know, and I think that's part of being a woman. And when you are trying to fill in those big shoes as president, I don't think that we are ready for that yet. I think a lot of women are just still a little bit too emotional, you know. And,
is it possible,
and we can't...
Bert, do you think it's possible that the right woman that could exist that wasn't that way? Are you saying that at least we haven't seen the woman who is capable of doing this yet? Or are you saying
Bingo.
That you think women
no.
can't?
You hit it right on the nail. Yeah, I don't think what we have up there. I don't think we're ready yet for who we have to choose from. I don't think we're ready yet.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got enough gumption. And I'm not saying that a woman has to go up there and, you know, she's got to have muscles the size of men's legs, and, you know, we don't need that, you know. But we do have to have somebody that does show the hardness and the perseverance that we're, you know, with what President Trump is going through. Can you imagine a woman in that seat and being battered the way he has been? And I don't mean that in a, that kind of sounded sexist, didn't it? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be that way. But I'm just saying, maybe from who we've seen, I just can't imagine them going through the same
ridicule and beatings that President Trump has come through with. So,
Bert, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Ready.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do feel that way. I think that there are going to be more women who are certainly going to speak up and say that, because I don't think there are many men so bold as to say what she said. There is something to it, but I think that the important thing that I would add from my perspective is not whether or not a woman is capable for it or America is ready for it. It's got to be the right woman. It also equally has to be the right man.
Yeah.
You cannot have a man who is, I'm just about to describe Donald Trump, overly sensitive, feelings hurt easily. It's a matter of what gets to you, what frustrates you, and what you do next. It's the what do you do next thing, because I don't think it's a problem for a woman to be able to show emotion. I don't think that shows weakness. You can actually show an immense amount of strength, specifically as a woman, to be able to have emotions, show emotions, and manage your emotions. Mm-hmm. Managing emotions doesn't mean you keep people from knowing they exist. And I think women do themselves a disservice when you're living in a man's world. And I've done that for quite some time. Generally speaking, this industry is not flush with a lot of women in talk radio. I'll tell you this, though. 97.1 is. Mm-hmm. Every major show on the station. No, every show on the station. Because I will include Allison with Brian Kilmeade. And I believe Sean Hannity's main producer is a woman as well. Women are running the show. Trisha on the morning show. Allison with Kilmeade. Katie here and Rachel on the Dave Glover show have immense responsibilities. They all have voices here as well. So women can come into these positions that are traditionally filled by men and they can succeed, but you have to have the confidence and the willingness to do it and in the willingness to kind of do it against the grain a little bit and know that it's not always, nobody's paving the way for you, but why would you want them to? Mm-hmm. Why not do it yourself? Go ahead.
Sorry, I have an unpopular opinion, but whenever she was just describing this, I know that we are not fans of this woman, and a lot of other people might not be fans of this woman, but Nancy Pelosi is in the spotlight all the time.
Yeah.
And she's getting flack all the time. And she seems like someone that can take it. She's emotional, yes.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But she's also able to take it.
And I would love to see Nikki Haley really bulk up before 2024, like enter into some bodybuilding things to where she's got some giant lady muscles. And so she's showing strength, but
giant
then she can
muscles.
Cry. Like, she can cry all the time then. And then she can show
because
that side,
she's muscular,
too.
Yeah.
She's muscular, but
she can
show her softness.
So sound.
All right. We're going to watch the debate live tonight on Facebook, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Make sure you go like the page right now because you will get a notification when we, in fact, do go live. That will happen when my kids leave me alone. So thus the life of a mother. Katie's going to come over and Ryan might join us as well. Stick around. Tony Colombo is going to come in the studio. Rebecca, Ken, we'll get to your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we're here on the break. Ryan asks Katie if Katie has seen this thing on Netflix. And Katie's like, oh, I saw it was on, what'd you say, popular right now?
Popular on Netflix.
She goes, man, I have just been like so bored lately. And Ryan and I are like, get out! This is the meanest thing you could say to two people with three small kids. Am I right, Tony Colombo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so bored. I have so much spare time to do anything that I want to.
It's a choice, people.
Ooh, Dad's cream soda.
Let's talk about it.
You, a solid call.
You know, you know of this?
Good call.
This is a real soda?
You know Dad's?
Yeah. Do you know that they make a red cream soda and a regular cream soda?
I didn't know they made a red cream soda until I just spotted that one.
Yep. Now
All
you
right.
know.
Well, Tony, I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been talking about whether or not a woman can be president. So I want to get to some of these phone calls before we get to signs of the apocalypse.
I'm
Rebecca, real quick, wanted to...
Sure. They can be.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, really quick. I think you're right. It's the right woman because you look at somebody like Carly Fioroni, Maggie Thatcher, Meg Whitman would be great, Nikki Haley. You look at Golda Meir. I mean, there's been some great women, and I agree with you. It just depends on the woman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does. I mean, you can see those are already leaders that, can do it. They're tough. They can. They did it. So, anyway, I agree. So,
I think it's a great point. Yeah, Rebecca, thank you. If you can't just put a woman up there and be like, well, let's make history.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be the right one.
Yeah.
B. Arthur, Ruth Buzzy.
Who out there? I don't know anybody in my life who's like, I don't think we could handle that. Do you know anybody?
No.
Like, who are these people?
Hillary Clinton just won the popular vote.
What about your old friend Bernie?
Yeah, you think he really said that?
Not a woman.
No, but Bernie asked, do you know anyone? She asked, do you know anyone?
Bernie Sanders is the one who said it.
Oh, that a woman can't be president?
All right, let's start from the top.
Okay, Tony.
I saw the thing between him and Liz, but I didn't think he said a woman can't be president.
That was the point. Oh.
The story was, this is, according to Outnumber this morning, they were suggesting that the Elizabeth Warren camp leaked this story because it was advantageous for the Warren camp to put this question out there, especially going into this debate, that there was a private meeting, I think in December of 2018 or something, where Sanders said to Warren, I don't think America's ready for a woman to be president.
Hmm.
And I don't know. We discuss whether or not that was ever even actually said, or if the conversation we're having right now, if someone said, well, I don't know that the world is ready to, or the country is ready to have just any woman be president, has to be the right one, but it also has to be the right man. That's not a standard that would just apply only to women. Like, we'll take any man or the right woman.
Apparently, the phrasing is that he didn't think a woman could win the presidency. So it's probably more that he's saying, you know what, right now, I just don't think that people are going to vote for a woman.
Steve, real quick, thanks for calling the show.
Yes, it seems to me this is a, if you'll excuse me, almost a silly question, because the facts are, had Hillary been a better candidate and if she'd been a little harder working, she would have won the presidency.
Yeah. Yeah.
So by definition, it doesn't even have to be the right woman under the assumption Hillary was not.
Steve, well point.
He came pretty close.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
If Hillary was just a little closer to
that's
human.
That's funny. That makes me laugh.
If she was just not so unlikable and just a little more human, she would have won.
Yeah.
But she was such a terrible candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I don't see any problem with it, and I also think some people will argue the point. Well, why haven't we seen more women be president? Well, because I'll remind you that African American men got to vote a lot earlier than women got to vote, and when you think about the way your parents' generation or your grandparents' generation lived, we've come a long way in a short amount of time. Where women are now, you know, if you're educating yourself in college, in your college years, to do something big and bold, like run for the president of the United States, women haven't necessarily had those dreams for generations and generations and generations. So that's going to change over time. But yeah, certainly. I don't believe it. You got some signs of the apocalypse?
Mm-hmm.
Now, signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's
first
clean
one
in here.
Reminded me of Katie.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Medium drunk?
No, the other thing. You'll know here in a sec. You'll understand here in a
close
sec.
What's the first thing you think of Katie? Just her being bored and medium drunk.
Yeah, I do know.
What was her?
A guy on Reddit just posted a story about how he handled a situation when he found out that a woman he'd been dating was just using him
for food.
Free meals.
I have never used someone for a free meal.
Katie, she's married. She still goes on dates just so she can have supper.
After a few dates, one of their mutual friends sent them a screenshot of some texts from the woman where she had said that she was just using him for all the free dinners.
Why not?
He said she wasn't in a bad financial situation, but apparently that had nothing to do with it.
She's a jerk. not you, Katie.
Of course.
So what he did when he found out, when he had the receipts, when he knew this was legit.
Been thirsty.
He took her to an expensive restaurant. They both ordered like extra food and appetizers, and he said he ordered more drinks than he normally would. and then he left.
Oh, stuck her with the bill.
He said he was going to the bathroom. And
he knew. He knew it was going
to
go.
Do you have it in you to, I mean, I haven't dated in a long time, and dating was different when I was dating in the, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s. But the way people meet up now through social media platforms, like, would you have it in you to do that to another, even if you thought that they were the worst person ever? Like, that takes effort and commitment.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on, if I felt truly wronged, then maybe.
I don't know that I could do it to any woman. I could do it to the right woman.
I could do it to Katie.
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah.
Years and years of taking advantage of people.
On behalf of men.
On behalf of men everywhere.
All the guys.
I've never done that.
Bought dinner.
What do you order when you go out on dates with men for free food?
Nice
surf
steak.
And turf.
Yeah, surf and turf.
Can you see Katie sitting there with a big surf and turf?
I'd like your surf and turf,
like,
please.
The gallon beer.
Biggest surf and turf you have.
At the end of the meal, the waiter comes over and is like, did you guys need a box? And the guy's like, no, I don't even.
Yeah. Can I get a surf and turf to go to?
No.
His and mine.
We need a box.
Put it all in one box,
please. We need a box and a to-go cup.
People are the worst. I can't imagine being in a situation like that. And to the guy who stuck her with all that food, I can't imagine sitting there knowing what you were doing the whole time and playing it up and then just, like, mic dropping and walking out.
Deuces.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that this has been going on for far longer than social media.
He said
media.
That about 45 minutes after he left, he started getting furious texts from her that said that her mom had to come up to the restaurant to pay the bill.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
That they were through.
Ugh.
No. They were through.
No, now we're through.
Oh, that did it.
I think he was probably like, yeah.
It's my call.
We sure are through. That was kind of my point.
What happens if you see those people again in, like, schnooks?
Ooh, that's rough. Yeah, it's a rough one.
How do you do that?
Gotcha.
Got him.
You're going to pay for that food?
You're not going to have a Dan Fogelberg moment. That song, Christmas song, where they meet in the schnooks.
It's
too
obscure.
Dan Fogelberg did not write a song about meeting somebody in schnooks.
Yes, he did.
Speaking of signs of the apocalypse.
Positive. I am positive. you guys, big fans of the condiment mashup, like Heinz released Mayo Chup.
No.
A few years ago.
Nah.
A combination of ketchup and mayonnaise.
I have one combo that I am okay with, and that's ranch and hot sauce.
Right. But do you want to do it yourself, or do you want to buy a bottle that has... Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Heinz, on the success of Mayo Chup, is now releasing...
I like it. Mayo Chup.
Mayo Must, which is a combination of mayonnaise and mustard.
Never ever do you want a must of mayo.
Mayo Must and Mayo Q, which is a combination of mayonnaise and barbecue sauce.
No. Oh, gosh. Oh. Barbecue is bad. I cannot believe you can make
That's where
sauce
Katie
even
draws
worse.
The line. If she goes and she eats food on her date, and it's going to be free, but you bring out some...
Mayo Chuck.
Mayo... Whoa.
Mayo Q?
Exactly.
There's also going to be a Super Bowl commercial this year where they will roll out Honey Racha, which is...
Sriracha and honey.
And honey.
Not, actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, honey and sriracha combined.
You watching the Super Bowl, Tony Colombo?
So, Heinz is just going crazy with this stuff. No, I haven't watched any of the playoff games.
I mean, you won't even entertain. It won't be on in the room. Like, you'll go about your Sunday evening.
No, if somebody texts me or I see on social media like, oh, this game is amazing, and there's 2 minutes to go, I might flip it on to see the end. But I'd have to be reminded of it.
Ryan?
Yeah, I'll go to a Super Bowl party, but I don't know that I'll watch the game.
It's all about the snacks if you're going to a Super Bowl party.
Katie, you going to watch Star is Born?
The free food. She just can't help herself. She just can't help herself. It's all about people bringing all that food.
You got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kind of walked right into that.
I'm just saying.
Get chicken wings and
the
wraps.
Buffalo chicken dip.
You
need it.
All that food everybody brings.
Leave me alone, Tony.
I don't eat for 3 days.
Leave me alone,
the Super
Tony.
Bowl.
Do you have any real friends, or are they just sugar daddies?
Sugar mamas.
Sugar mamas.
Sugar mamas and sugar daddies. I'm just kidding.
Any idea how much a cheeseburger costs?
$42.
Falling on a budget
Couldn't even.
You guys cannot lie that the Super Bowl snacks are the best thing.
I don't know.
Ever.
I haven't been to a Super Bowl party in a long time.
All right. Never mind.
Maybe you should tag along to the one she crashes.
Come with me. Get a whole bunch of free stuff.
One more. Leaving a voicemail is now considered rude.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't leave voicemails. So.
You don't even answer your phone.
I haven't broken the rules in a long time. Text me.
I do.
That's the best way to go.
Still can't get a hold of you.
That's not true.
He's a busy man. He's busy avoiding his phone.
A new book came out that said it's called A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette. And the book explains that there is no purpose for voicemails in the modern age.
I agree. Send the text.
It's super inefficient and inconvenient, and you should never leave someone a voicemail because it is rude.
I wouldn't say it's rude, but I would say if I can't pick up my phone to talk to you, I probably can't pick up my phone to listen to the voicemail at that minute.
Right.
Actually, if you call my phone and you get the voicemail, it'll say, you can text me.
We just bought a new table and chairs, and the store called to say that it's ready for pickup.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time that there was a voicemail that I thought was
valuable
yeah. in a long time.
But wouldn't
time.
You still be cool if they would texted you
yeah.
that instead?
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got 15 things you need to tell somebody right now while you're thinking about it, I don't have time to text. It's going to take me a half
an
hour.
You can text me and say, I got
to
talk to you about
you
this.
Say, yeah, you text and say, hey, I need to talk to you because I got a whole lot.
I don't want it on a voicemail.
More than I can put in a text. So when you
if
get
it's
a
more,
sec.
And it's too much to put in a voicemail anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's
all right.
How you
do Dave Glover Show coming up next. Stick around.
Come on.
Radio.com for the Annie Fry Show podcast and a Facebook live stream
you're all
tonight.
Voicemails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.